Do you live for Sunday dinner and that slow-cooked all-day flavor of a pot roast that falls apart with a dull spoon? Thanks to Omaha Steaks, I'm never shy about the proteins when it comes to Sunday dinners at our house. Every steak is aged to perfection to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to https://omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to The Power and the Punchline. This is where the power gets honest and the punchline actually means something. We talk leadership, culture, influence, and real life. No fluff, no filters. I'm Rudy Rush. Let's get powerful.
Rudy!
What's up, man?
We made an episode 5, bro.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Episode 5.
5. Welcome to The Power and the Punchline, episode 5. We made it.
Yeah.
And we're ranking now, too.
Are we really?
Yeah. That means y'all like us.
Come on.
And y'all. We appreciate you more than you know.
That's what's up.
Big conversation, episode 5.
Yeah.
Special conversation.
Yeah.
The term GOAT, greatest of all times. And I'm going to put an emphasis on the word greatest.
Mm.
Not goodest, not highest. What did the young folks say? They used to say the 6-7-est.
Yeah.
No. It's not none of that.
None of that.
We're talking about the greatest. I think a lot of times that term gets overused because we don't think about greats.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think so. I mean, honestly, you know, it's something fun to play with.
Yeah.
But it's all down to personal opinion. Now, that's where people get lost in their emotion, in their, you know, their energy towards the debate. Because the debate is just that. It's your opinion and people have goats. I'm a goat because I'm just.
Why are you a goat?
Because I consider myself that. And that's the beauty of GOATs. Like, you can consider yourself a GOAT, and then one person needs to call you that. And I'm going to go back a few episodes, but you called me that, and I become a GOAT.
I called you a GOAT?
You did.
Hey, we're going to delete that.
You did. And I ain't even flinch. I was like, yeah, true that.
No, he is my GOAT. Because, yeah, because we're going to debate, probably.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do naturally.
Oh,
as friends, we can talk about it. You talk through emotionally. Sometimes irrationally.
I do.
I'm all about stats, though. So we can argue. Yeah. We can debate.
I don't pull up numbers. You don't know what I do. I'm a little afraid because today's a little different. I think today's debate is going to be a little heated because, you know, normally we get to the same place or at least understand. But this is going to be something where you stand on your side and I'll stand on my side because we just totally don't agree on some of these debates that we're going to have about the GOAT.
Well, I'm usually right, though.
You are. Till you're wrong.
So we're family, right?
Yeah.
And we do debate.
Yeah.
We have fun a lot. We like to argue in a good way. Healthy arguments.
Not totally.
But I learn from you. The great educator that you are. Because, you know, I'll come with stats. I'll be silly a lot of times. And then you just come with wisdom. So sometimes I do have to shut up.
Yeah, you're like stato. You got all the stats. But you have some interesting stats. Your stats are really staggering. Honestly,
those stats are the truth.
They are. But you know what? Some people don't have an idea that those stats exist. That your stats are not the run-of-the-mill stats. You get your stats somewhere from somebody on a corner in the orbital.
Hey, so you never took any impression to book you?
No.
Just me?
Just you.
All right, well, ChatGP Pookie. I'm just joking. So before we start, though, or as we get into it, let's just talk about the term GOAT.
Yeah.
Where it became popular.
Oh, man.
Song in the late 90s, early 2000s, Almanac by New York Song.
Yeah.
Queensbridge.
Queens finest. Queens get the money. Not to be confused with Harlem, by the way, but yeah, Queens Cat definitely made the acronym a popular thing that people still, to this day, and we are right now debating.
And the album was called The Greatest of All Time.
It was.
GOAT. Oh, Cool J. Shout out to L.
What up, man?
Shout out to my team over at FUBU as well, who I think the GOAT when we talk about culture stars.
Really?
Who else?
GOAT. Hawk and I was kind of dope, but you know what? Hawk and I was important, but FUBU definitely laid the groundwork and continue
to
have
brief hiss.
Yes. Okay.
No plural. the greatest of all time.
I could wear
the greatest Dipset clothing of all time. All right, so let's go to the closet then. You got Aquarian closet?
Nah.
No, not much. You got
food. You better not.
But I bet you got FUBU.
Yeah, I do have some food.
Then the base. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, shout out to FUBU.
Yeah.
Shout out to you.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. All right, so the GOAT.
All right.
You know, I look at it like this. I think we don't set bars high enough.
Mm.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
I don't think we set bars high enough. I think we all know what average looks like. And I'm not saying that anything that we call GOAT is average. But sometimes really, really good. And what hit wonders. Yeah. Whether that's sports, whether that's leadership, whether that's music, whatever. Sometimes we can have a phenomenon and we call that the greatest. And I think for me, great means you set a standard, you raise the bar, and you have longevity and consistency.
Yeah.
What about you?
No, let me tell you something. There's one GOAT that comes to mind. And out of all the GOAT debates, this is a clear cut, no competition. I don't think this person has had any challenges. And that person is Serena Williams. Like in her field, she has dominated for years, been at the top of her game. And I mean, she just checked all the boxes that you just named. And really, there's been not one person to rival her in her field, even in women's sports. And she actually enters some of the GOAT debate when it comes to the men as well. She's considered one of the greatest athletes of all time. So her is a no-brainer. But everybody else is open for discussion to me.
So,
no, I mean, everybody who's in the GOAT debate has a chance to lose that debate, to lose that crown, to lose that title. Her, there's nowhere.
I agree. I also think, again, it doesn't matter if it's sports, if it's music, if it's business, if it's culture. I think there are a few things, too. Did you truly dominate your era, right? Did you dominate your era? Not have a good run. Dominate. Because, again, you can't be the greatest one if you didn't dominate your era.
Now, do you have to dominate the entire time? Because today, we're going to talk about some people who actually dominated the whole entire time. They're not even in the GOAT discussion. I'm going to tell you that right now. So we got some people with some big names that we're going to hear right now that dominated at a point, but didn't dominate the entire time that they have been in that particular field. So
right.
Just keep that in mind as we go forward.
I like that. So then let's go to this part too. So you dominate an era. I then also think you need to have a big gravity moment.
Mm.
Like you need to have that moment that everybody can point to in your greatness.
So now that's going to be a distinction that makes it a little bit easier to kind of judge or give somebody some extra points.
See?
Now, all of the people we talk about have moments like that, but some people have just like unworldly moments that really separate them. And if you're using that as the criteria, then they may, in fact, be the GOAT.
Dominate your era.
Yeah.
Have that big gravity moment.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these GOATs might have had a couple, right? Like some folks, some teams, some people have had moments.
Well, I guess
it's just like, wow.
I think like Bobby Brown left New Edition and nobody else could survive that but him. That's a GOAT move, but it's either GOAT. When people say it's R. Kelly, they use all different types of people to describe like the king, the greatest of all time in R&B. I don't know if it's Bobby Brown. Whitney Houston said it was and people laughed at her. But sometimes you got to think, New Edition was a super... one of the best groups of all time, still to this day. And Bobby was like, I'm going off on my own. And he made his way. He made it bigger than New Edition. Is he the GOAT?
So I think we need to have a chat with all the New Edition. Shout out one of the best to ever do it. But
I hate to follow that up, but that was a good
one. Did Bobby leave?
Bobby was thrown out.
Okay.
That makes it worse that you had to go and scratch and survive. And I think he kind of left. It was almost a mutual thing that he wasn't happy and they weren't happy. So they parted ways. Either way, he came back and became more popular than the group. He was actually headlining tours with them going on before him, or sometimes vice versa, he would go longer. It doesn't matter. It's one of the greatest exits other than Michael Jackson. Really, by the way, didn't leave the Jacksons. Still touring with them.
Right.
People sleep on it. They reckon he went solo. Yeah, that's a solo album.
Going
solo is like, I see y'all later, that Jermaine Jackson book.
Jermaine went solo.
Jermaine's hair. That's the what?
I Jermaine's hair went solo.
Nah.
But, no, you're right. Mike was getting checked.
Yo, people don't understand that. I was like today years old almost when I found out. I looked at it. I said, he never left his family. They were still going on tours. Man, big shout out to Mike.
Yeah. And then I think the last part for me when we talk about greatest is, did you have cultural impact? People that never saw you,
yeah,
do they know your name?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. You cannot be in the GOAT debate today with us and not have that criteria. It's a part of it. So I'm not saying scratch it, but everybody we talk about today is going to have some kind of cultural impact on whatever sport, music, whatever, whoever we talk about, they're going to have that.
Because
got to have that.
To me, if like my kids didn't see Jordan, my kids didn't see Ali, but everybody knows their names.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so I just brought up MJ. I think we're going to go ahead and start with the
let's go straight ahead because that's
like, let's not pull it back.
Yeah, this goes for the most popular. Let's start at the top, get it out the way. Michael Jordan.
We got to get it out the way.
Well, not get it out of the way. Wait, we're going to be on. And then we can trickle from there. But Michael Jordan is in one of the most heated debate conversations ever about the GOAT status.
Yep.
He is called the GOAT, the greatest of all time in basketball and maybe even sports history, but we're going to stick to basketball right now because he does have some competition in that category.
How do you find competition?
Well, when people are actually having
because
heated debates, so one gentleman was just killed over a debate between the man LeBron James and Michael Jordan. So people are getting to the point where it's so heated where someone's life is taken, you really got to take that into consideration.
Yeah, and so I think it's fair to do this. When we talk about GOATs, because we are having debates, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that the people that we say aren't it if we debate, that doesn't mean that they're trash, that they're wrong.
Oh, no.
That also means that they are great.
Yeah.
We but in my that, opinion, yeah. There can only be one great test because it's not the greatest plural of all time,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I want that to be very, very, very clear up front. When I go with facts tonight, and I'm going to win, and I'm going to be right whenever we debate, like some things we're going to agree on and we'll be good. But it doesn't mean that whoever Rudy says is just not good. I mean, they might not be the greatest, like my person or people will be. But hey, so MJ, LeBron, why are we leaving out Kobe?
Well, I'm going to be honest about Kobe. And I, you know, rest in peace, Kobe. He was a great player. But before his untimely demise, he wasn't even brought up in the GOAT debate. He was not even in the top 10 in the league. And you know how we are. Much like Tupac, when someone passes, they are thrusted into this category. And so I'm not taking anything away from Kobe. Mm-hmm. But Kobe is not and was never considered the GOAT till after he passed. So I'm going to keep him out of the GOAT debate.
But you are
talking about it.
You are.
Yeah, I am. But you can bring him in and you can give your points and all your little, you know, little anecdotal things to make him seem like
facts,
if that's what you want to call it.
Facts.
Be careful with them facts. There's some facts on a few guys that we're about to talk about that kind of outshine Kobe. So just go ahead with it. Be careful, bro.
I just said, are we not going to bring Kobe in the conversation?
No, we can talk about Kobe respectfully. If we're going to bring Kobe, I'm not bringing some other names, too.
Right, because I know, because we're family, right? Like, we have real conversations, real cool conversations. Absolutely. I know for not just you, but a lot of people. I would even say for Michael Jordan, Dr. J was their GOAT at that time. Because you talk about era domination. You talk about cultural impacts. You talk about longevity. ABA and NBA titles. So I think it's fair to bring in a Dr. J, a Kobe, a LeBron, an MJ, a Magic, and a Bill Russell.
Oh, my God. So now I'm with you 100,000% on the Dr. J point, which people out there need to understand this. Do you know Dr. J is not in the top 10 of all time scoring in the NBA? But if you use his ABA stats, he like number 4. He got over 30,000 points and 4 championships instead of the one that he won.
I'm a stat guy. I'm not arguing with
you. Okay, so any other names you
have, there's
one true
that
you mentioned.
And that. He's never mentioned it.
And the thing that you're going to be very surprised about, we can debate it first, but maybe I need to throw Fritter. This other name.
LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Magic Johnson has the scoring record.
Let's talk about it. See, people don't want to talk until it's time to talk. You see, your boy got quiet.
No. Your boy is analytical.
Now, listen.
Don't confuse quiet with them about to get in that.
Look, check out these pictures of the reason why I know. See, that's me in high school right there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'll give you another. That's me as well. No, that's me, bro. Up in the
air. Where's your boy?
The one in the air and the one looking down.
The one on the bench. Oh, you got hair.
I did it flat out. But yo, which means I'm certified. I'm actually able to talk about this subject, and there's people out there who will back me up. So let's talk about it. Who is your GOAT? Let's talk about that, because you gave a list.
I just felt like those are people that could and should be in a conversation based on the criteria, right? On the criteria. Now, I'm going to choose my one.
That's what we asked for. Stop feeding them. Stop feeding. Oh, my God.
There was...
Serious, man?
Sometimes I dream.
Yeah.
That he is me.
Really? I'm going to cry for you right now, man.
I dream I move. You know Mike could groove, too. Like, if I could be like Mike. I mean, you got on a pair of Nikes right now.
And what's that mean?
Oh, Bob, did you run track?
I did, actually.
Nike was a track shoe. We all seen there. We
got it, man.
So here we go. Here's what I'm saying. Brian has longevity. Reem had longevity. We had obsession.
Wait, I totally believe that. You know,
he did this. Mike today makes more money off of his name, image, and likeness.
His mama's the GOAT for negotiating this deal. She should have negotiated everybody else's. Now, listen, Mike didn't get the deal that he got. Who's to say? Because Dr. J, honestly, had the most popular shoe at the time. But they didn't have one. They didn't have, like, the engine of the 80s. The 80s was one of the biggest.
The most popular shoe was a brand, Converse.
I'm going to tell you, the 80s, pre-viral. Everything was going viral in a different way in the 80s. The 80s was the best time. You had the best movies, the best food, the best inventions. Everything. The 80s was a blast. The 80s was a time. Mm-hmm. And Michael Jordan ruled that particular time when he first got into the league in 86. But the GOAT, as great as he was, as entertaining as he was, he never even won until the 90s. So that right there kind of defeats the GOAT status.
That's just about
halfway through his career, he won a title. And so what I'm trying to say is Kareem was winning titles in Milwaukee, and he was also winning titles in L.A. He's got one less title than Jordan. Actually, I believe he might have the same amount. And he's got the same amount. He's got the same amount as Jordan. 6 titles. He's got 5 MVPs. But the problem is he actually won 3 or 4 college championships. Just won college championship?
Freshman year. He hit the shot. So.
Oh, Jordan. Yeah. But Kareem has multiple college championships. Yes.
Yeah.
And also high school championships and the scoring records and other things of that nature. He just didn't have the demeanor. Plus, you know, in society, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Y'all acting as if he wasn't crucified because of
his Luau Alcindor.
Luau Alcindor
would be the greatest of all time.
No, because the voters wouldn't have given it to him because he's prickly. He's one of those people who doesn't kowtow to, and not that Jordan did, but Jordan was a really friendly guy, and Jordan was a whole American pie kind of kid. You know what I'm saying? Coming from the low country, humble beginnings, both parents, both Carolina Tar Heel. Like Jordan had the smile that was winning people over. He was gracious. He wasn't the friendliest guy, but he wasn't mean by far. You never knew what you were going to get with Kareem. And the fact that he turned into Islam, it was the whole, and especially at the time that he did it, was the most pivotal time in America to do that. So a lot of people, they're going to change the narrative. They're going to change the stories to kind of dictate. I love Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is great. It's the reason why, you know, I went out there and emulated him and played on the court. He's one of the fantastic players that we've ever seen. And he very well could be the best.
Not everyone. Suncoast, here's the deal. But you say, you can keep breathing hard. It's okay.
Why are you paying attention to my breathing?
Because that's
when Apple Health now, you have a watch.
That's what I do. If you were to say, because Sports Illustrated did it in the late 90s,
yeah.
The greatest athlete of all time.
Yeah.
Athlete. Forget sport.
Athlete.
Who was number one? Okay. So if we have to then go to basketball at that time, if you're going Kareem and MJ,
who are you picking?
I'm going MJ. That is my GOAT. And we're not even talking about LeBron, who I think is an amazing player.
LeBron is one of my GOATs. I actually have LeBron slightly ahead of Jordan. And the reason being is that LeBron was the only player in history, and maybe even Shaquille O'Neal wasn't highly as touted as LeBron when he came out, being a number one draft pick himself. He wasn't poised to win a title and actually take his team to the championship. Although he went to the finals and lost to the Houston Rockets, LeBron was actually touted the king, the chosen one, and he didn't disappoint. No one has come into the NBA with more fanfare, more pressure, more expectation than LeBron James, and he's proven that he is one of the top players of all time, if not the player of all time. All the time.
One of, I got you, but the GOAT. Is it, so, 10 scoring titles. Champ.
Don't pass.
Somebody has to put the ball in the hoop. So the objective of basketball is to be is to score more points than the other person. That's the objective. Defensive player of the year as a guard.
You know, that's a fantasy stat, right? Defensive player of the year is something that they pick and they choose. You see Rudy Gobert just won defensive player of the year, and the brother was put on the bench in the finals because they couldn't utilize him because he wasn't. So defensive player.
So let's take vanity stats out of it.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
Argue me and debate me this.
Yes.
This is my wild on moment, so we can change topics so you can have it.
That's okay, go ahead.
If you not agree
yeah.
that Mr. Jordan, go, MJ, you know, Avatar, he'll teach that, you know,
oh, man, I forgot about that part.
Yeah, that's a big part. Change the game to a global brand. Don't me, because that is cultural impact. Like, that was cultural.
Did he do it?
Yes, he did.
Did the U.S. Ream team.
And who did they need to make sure they solidified for the Dream Team?
Let me ask you this question, and be all in all honesty.
Yeah,
in all honesty, really, in all
honesty. I've been honest this whole second.
If they formulated a Dream Team, and by chance Michael Jordan said no, thank you.
Yeah, they still would have won.
No. They not only would have still won, it would have still pushed the parameters of basketball. Maybe not as high as it went, because Michael Jordan's presence, I'm not gonna discount it. It helped tremendously. But basketball was well on its way with that Dream Team. If Mike wasn't on it, actually, he would only be doing himself a disservice. He would be less talked about as the GOAT had he not done it. But he
absolutely
did it. If Michael Jordan would have passed out, then you think he would still be revered as highly as he is?
Absolutely. Now?
That's absolutely false.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You forget
what who's on Dream Team 2?
I have zero idea.
Amen.
The
GOAT is over. It is MJ. It is MJ. Because I'm giving you facts and
facts.
Cultural icon.
Hey, I'm with you. I don't want a problem, Mike. I love you. So I think you are definitely GOAT-ish. Like, you're there.
No. There is no GOAT-ish.
He's not the GOAT, man. But go ahead. We can keep it moving.
He is the GOAT.
All right.
But it doesn't mean that the other people are trash or not good or not great. Like, I love LeBron James. Like, in this day and age that we're in, in tweets, with every single person in the world is a journalist, every single person in the world is their own media company, there is nothing negative you can say about LeBron James.
Oh, man, I just saw something. Oh, boy. I'm sorry, folks. I had to do it. So I saw your list of the top five GOAT people. This is in order for this guy. And this will explain everything about our good friend, Mr. Nick Hunt.
One.
At number one, you have Michael Jordan.
Absolutely.
At number two on your GOAT list is Vince Carter.
You're
crazy. And Kenny Smith. Number four is Sam Perkins. Number five is Rasheed Wallace. North Carolina. He went to North Carolina and he's in Tar Heel. So, of course, this is a debate that you can't have.
You want me to say Grant Hill?
No. Grant Hill is far from that. But Grant Hill should have won that Rookie of the Year by itself. Let's just go to that.
No, Grant Hill was a great basketball. No. He would have been in the conversation.
We could do a whole topic on this, but a whole show.
Yeah.
We got to move along. Who else do we got in the GOAT world?
I mean, wait.
Let's do this. And I know I'm going to throw a curveball your way. Who is the GOAT as far as boxing? Because the self-proclaimed GOAT, the greatest of all time, I am the greatest. Muhammad Ali, is that your GOAT? Oh, I knew that was going to get you. Because everybody watching knows that the GOAT requires you to have certain things like statistics that say you never lost. And all well lost doesn't mean that you can't lose.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you can't lose, but at the same time, multiple losses and different things are required to be the GOAT. Is he the GOAT to you? Because if it was that easy, you would have just answered yes. But everyone around the world considers this man the GOAT, not only the impact that he had on society, which really puts him in that pantheon, but really does his boxing career put him there?
So I go to my criteria. Did you dominate your era?
No.
Okay. Did you have big moments?
Oh, some of the biggest.
Some of the biggest.
Did you have horse
trouble impact?
That is without saying it created the word or the term cultural impact because of him.
And so therefore, my goat of boxing has been and will forever be Michael Tyson.
A quote.
And Mike,
that was
dominated his hair.
No, that was wild.
Dominated his hair. Cultural impact.
I don't know if it's a big,
big moment. Big, huge.
But you know what? But his biggest moment wasn't a win. And that's a problem.
Agreed.
So that you have to take off the board. Now, the person I'm considering, their biggest moment was where everybody, including the people in his corner, thought that he could not win. And he won. In a place and a time where that man thought, no man, woman, or child thought that he would beat George Foreman, and he did in such a matter of fashion. You know, you keep playing Sound and Ali if you want to, bro. Yo, you that little brother that's trying to watch. I'm looking at you all hard, like, oh, I'm kill you. I'm messing with the man.
I'm going to lose.
Oh, my gosh. No, Muhammad Ali, you know what? That's something that we all agree upon. And I like Muhammad Ali being the greatest or being the GOAT because there's not a perfect resume there. There's cracks in the armor. So in order to be this GOAT, that means you have to be scarred. You have to have been through something, come through. You have maybe lost a time or two and you came back and won again. Like, the GOAT means so many different things. And that's one of the things, and I hate to go back to basketball really quick, but LeBron James is ridiculed for only winning 4 titles, but he's been there 10 times. Michael Jordan can't say that. The man has 30,000 points, 10,000 rebounds, and over 5,000 assists. Nobody has stats like that. But we're going to move forward because LeBron is like I'm with Kareem. I'm just saying that. Muhammad Ali.
We all know 3-4 and they're like, you need like, yeah.
Oh, no.
Right. By the way, who else do you like in the box?
Oh, so boxing, you know what? I'm a big Bud Crawford fan now. You know, and he snuck up on me because I knew about him, but I really didn't know to what degree until he started these past few years going up against some of the top competition and winning. And, you know, and I met him a few times. Real cool dude, but he's very technically sound. I like Roy Jones Jr., not as a GOAT, but he had the potential to be. If he had started losing towards the end of his career, I think he would be highly considered. So there's a few guys that are out there who never lost that I never even knew lost, but I won't even consider them a GOAT. There's only a few. And Floyd Mayweather, I have him on the top 5.
Definitely top 5.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely top 5.
That's a beautiful place to be.
Tyson just kills it in fact. Like, I mean, there was so much. Still good moments. He's 1A. Ali is 1B for sure. Roy Jones Jr. If you ever saw Roy. And you can say prime Roy. You can say even late career. Really? Like, not last few years. Like, late career Roy.
He was the man.
Mankworth.
He was the man. No, I agree.
Y'all must have forgot. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go to another big topic. We're going to go music. I would define it by era or genre because I got a feeling I don't want to step on your top 5. Although I don't know what you're talking about.
You got to step all in there when you talk about music because there's a few people.
So let's go here because I want to give people credit that don't get in some GOAT conversations I think.
Okay.
So if we go GOAT, female rap.
Wow, that's a good one. Now, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. People are going to disagree. You have the Queen Latifah's out there. MC Light is a strong.
You know who Ryder is?
Yes.
Because I got the rap tap tap tap. I make the next snap back.
Oh, you know, Brad is probably top 5 or right outside of it at 6.
No.
Look, I'm telling you right now, the number one rapper, female rapper of all time, in my opinion, is Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim has had some of the most raw bars and some of the most seductive songs or most memorable moments in female rap history. You want to run with the B, huh? Put a hex on your whole family. Money, power, respect. I Can Love You with Mary J. Blige. Been on your Ninja Honda with Tanisha and Rana. Yeah. What?
And see, that's one of those things where when we say greatest, it doesn't mean that everybody else is back.
No.
Because there's an argument that can be made.
No.
And as long and this is this is also why I love these topics because as long as you can argue, you can be right.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And I think that should be healthy and that should be
yeah. Yeah. No, I do believe that too.
So you got Lil Kim.
Yeah, Lil Kim is up there for me. Foxy Brown is close to on the list. You know, Nicki Minaj got to get some respect too. She's had some moments where she, but she spit some bars. Queen Latifah's on the list. You know, my goals is about 10 women that can really, you know, switch positions at any given time. If you put
this, because we also didn't talk about somebody when we talk about dominated an era.
Yeah.
Because, you know, hip hop evolves so quick and rap evolves so quick, right? Like, yeah, styles change. There was an era where Missy Elliott was. You were not like Missy Elliott made dudes want to get up and dance.
You know what?
Missy Elliott made thugs from Harlem when they go.
Nah, I was about to make thugs.
Missy Elliott made Harlem want to fight.
That's a killer. I mean, I'm a thug. That's a difference. That is like all the time.
Right.
No, we didn't have that.
Right.
Nah. But no, Missy Elliott for me was very talented, has some of the greatest dance songs or, you know, music to kind of get pumped up to. But I just never saw her as a rapper because she would sing so much on the songs. And she came from a singing background. I just saw her as a singer who just got some hip hop beats and made them dope. So that's just kind of how I saw Missy Elliott. But she's on the list. You could put her on the list for sure. But you could also put someone like Lauryn Hill on the list because of her time with the Fugees. You know what I mean? And so, I mean, people are going to put Lauryn Hill in the top 10 GOATs of female rap, for sure. All right,
female singers.
Oh, man. Hey, that's a tough one. But you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Somebody who was bad to the bone and probably could sing circles around anybody.
Blake Martin.
Exactly. Dolly Parton. Dolly Hill. No, stop, man. What are you talking about? Crystal Gayle? Who else, man? You know what I'm saying? Let's do it, man. Since you went over to the other side, you know what I'm saying? That interracial thing. You just listen to that kind of music or something?
No, they come up with me.
listen. Oh, my favorite, the top singer of all time. Even though Dolly is, she could be on there in some other world, but she could. But honestly, the GOAT for me, and I think a lot of people out there, and don't be surprised, not really, Whitney Houston, number one. And you got others that fall short and closer to each other, like Aretha, Gladys Knight. There's a few others, but who can sing and bring things home like Whitney? I don't think anyone has ever done quite. Mariah's up there, but not quite like Whitney Houston. Not Whitney Houston at all. Yeah, Whitney's my GOAT.
Oh, we don't count our sayings.
I'm
to agree. Because y'all don't even know the conversations we have when we're not in front of you.
Yes.
All right. So this one is important. The GOAT cultural icon. And when I say culture right here,
yeah,
I'm talking about us. GOAT. And I want everybody that's watching, if you're listening, I want you to think through this too. Mm. Who is the GOAT of the culture?
Of the culture right now?
Period.
That's tough. But I'm going to tell you right now, one of the GOATs who are, if you know, you think about this time, then the last 10, 15, maybe even 20 years, I want to say Dave Chappelle. He covers all the bases, defining the comedy shows, the specials, the tour, the controversy, just the mystery of Dave Chappelle, because he's a bit of a mystery, won the Mark Twain Award. Like, it's a lot that goes along with Chappelle that a lot of people, you know, they gravitate towards, and he's liked by many people, not just black, not just white, you know, even people who despise him. He brings something out of people that, you know, you haven't seen in the last 20 years, like I said. So, I mean, I think he is. I don't know who else. Donald Trump is a polarizing figure, but he's not well liked amongst most people.
Mm.
And, you know, there's a lot of controversy behind him. Dave, his controversy is what happened during that period where he supposedly went to Africa. And like, you don't see a lot of things like that. He wasn't on Epstein Island. There wasn't nothing crazy else going on. So I would say Chappelle, for sure.
I like that. I'm sitting here thinking I'm about Rushmore culture icons.
Listen.
And the pop day Chappelle's face up there with who, where my head was going was, is it a Oprah? Is it a Nelson Mandela? Is it a Martin Luther King? Is it a Malcolm X? Is it a Michael Jordan? Dave Chappelle is in that conversation.
I'm going to tell you this, the person got their face chiseled off and wouldn't have been nowhere near a debate to have against is Tiger Woods. If Tiger didn't go through the situation he went through and continue to win and dominate the field like he used to,
would he be the greatest?
He would be not only the greatest, he would be the most cultural guy in the history of sport because he was well-liked until that situation happened. And now he's just living in obscurity. You hardly see him. It's always something wrapped around this and that. He was at the top of the mountain. He was eating off the top of the Mount Rushmore, and he just fell off. Never seen that type of fall off in the history of cultural sports. He fell off.
I do like.
You do like one.
I'm just like, man.
Yeah.
Do stuff like that. I learn. I get wisdom.
Bro.
All right. I don't know if this is in your top five. And if it is, we can just go to your top five.
Okay.
Greatest rapper all the time.
Greatest rapper all the time. That's a real tough one because, you know, that's layered. You know what I mean? And the older we get, the more people fall off that list. You ever notice that? You know, remember there was a time that Eminem was on that list for about 5 or 6 years, and he just is nowhere to be found right now.
Says who?
Says me. I think he's made, he might still make the top 10. He might crack the top 10. But at the same time, he used to be at the top. He was the very top of the pyramid on some people's list for about 5, 6, maybe even more years than that. Do you agree or do you not?
Oh, I totally agree. I just don't think he's falling off. Because we're saying greatest of all time. Like at some point, everything stops for a person. Like, Jordan doesn't play anymore.
I think
and we don't know he's the greatest.
I think Kanye West is actually...
Serena doesn't play anymore.
I think Kanye West actually surpassed Eminem. And Kanye's not the best. So I'm not saying that. But you do have people, you know, you got to look at, you know, now you have the businessmen and Jay-Z. And let's say...
All right, so let me reframe that.
Yeah.
The greatest lyricist.
Oh, well, shut.
Like
and that's still not, it's still not him, but Big Daddy Kane, you have a few others. I like Big Daddy Kane. My list is a little different. It's not even for shows consumption. I like Ghostface Killah and people like that. Like, you know, I like Mos Def, people who don't even get mentioned in the top 10. Mos Def was ill, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, you know, there's a few people here and there, but that's a tough one. But if you go for the favorites, you got Biggie is always at the top.
Say favorite. Say great.
Yeah. Biggie's a great lyricist. I mean, some of those things that he put together gave people who may have a shot hope. I stay Coogee down to the south. Rings and watch. Filled with rocks. Come on, man. Biggie did it.
I'm not saying he was not great.
Okay.
The greatest.
Yeah. Now, and you know, the thing about hip hop, unlike the basketball, you could pop around. All of the criteria, they pop to different people.
Yeah.
Cultural icon, that's every day, all day, Tupac Shakur. But you know, you got the other thing who dominated in their time. Well, Elvis one who dominated. Like 20 years being on top until that one bad episode of CSI Miami. I don't know. Show that on. Queen Latifah took herself off the list with that equalizer. I'm like, you're supposed to be doing what? With who?
I'm just going to, since you didn't really want to name one, you named like fits all happened to be from New York.
What are you?
So I think
that. Andre 3000?
That's what's wrong.
He could be on the list, but he's not number one. Let's stop.
So, my greatest. There's the one beat, but I'm going to just give you my greatest. Jay-Z, and I think, when you look at lyricists,
maybe.
Probably. Like lyricists. I'm talking about you just standing with a mic and flow. I'm talking about the pure art. Like, I think the greatest.
I can't debate that. It's considered. But some people will say Nas is better lyrically. But I feel like Nas, the body.
So when I say 1A, 1B, Nas is certain.
Okay, that was your next.
That was
a good one.
That was a good one.
All right. That was a good one.
You got a top five, apparently.
Are you ready for it, brother?
I am ready for the top five.
Excuse me, my step off the set. Come grab my...
One of us is always. My younger brother.
You know what? I'm going to get my... This is the young versus the old. This new school versus...
Wait, you need to change the glasses?
Yeah. Let's see here.
All right. This is Rudy Rush's top five.
Yes.
Man, so everybody knows when I'm on stage a lot of times, like, I'm in a FUBU suit. And this is a shout out to FUBU suits. FUBU suits is represented as top five.
Okay. Thank you, FUBU, very much, Mr. Damian John. I'll be looking in the mailbox this evening for them. Check.
Oh, no, Kevin, it's not that. No. Just get to say it.
Oh, we just get to say it.
Said their name.
So, pick that out. Pick that out of it.
Never mind.
Edit that out.
No.
Okay.
Shout out, FUBU suits.
So listen, today I got y'all hooked up. We talked about all of these GOATs. Of course, you know my top five is top line. Top five GOAT debates of all time. All right? Now, this is more this used to get more clicks if there were clicks back then.
Okay.
Michael Jackson and Prince.
Absolutely.
That was a huge GOAT debate. And we can just debate that real quick. I honestly feel like Michael Jackson was bigger than Prince, but Prince definitely held him down and was a cultural icon. But man, the life, the legend, the myth, all of that stuff, being a child prodigy and all that stuff, Michael Jackson was just way too much not to be a GOAT compared to Prince. Prince did his thing. He gave Mike a chance for people to think of Mike as not the GOAT. That's the greatest accomplishment that Prince made you think that Mike could be surpassed, and he couldn't. There you go. Stop breathing. Yeah, well, you checked the lines earlier. Number two, you're going to like this one because this guy is really into his history. GOAT debate. Who is better, Malcolm X or Martin Luther King? Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. That was always a debate because they both were striving for similar things with different styles. One, by any means necessary. The other one, peacefully and, you know, kumbaya. But who's the better?
And, so we can't say better.
Well, who's the GOAT?
Who's the GOAT?
Out of those two, you got to pick one.
I didn't pick the first one.
Oh, well, I don't pick the first one.
Oh, so I
picked. I thought you agreed on the first one. You was going to say, Prince, you don't even breathe.
Because
your whole pants with the butt cut out. Oh, man. Catch up, man.
No, I was just saying, because I had this conversation, and Prince is much more the people. No. Shout out to Marlo Kemp. I got you, because Marlo and I debated this, and he's Prince all day long, and he gives me all the facts. But I can't unsee the things I saw with him, Jay. When you introduce a whole new form of dance moves, okay, so we did agree.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I was working with Sue.
You were at Motown 24?
No, I was working with Sue. Okay. She said the funniest thing about Michael Jackson, which was absolutely true. She said, Michael Jackson is the only man that can come out and stand on stage for 5 to 10 minutes straight, and people would just lose their mind while he just stands there.
Doesn't that work?
Anybody else? He on drugs.
As Jamie Foxx said in one of his notes,
yeah.
You used to pay back in the 80s $500 for a ticket to a Michael Jackson concert, and that was your rent money.
Yeah, you gave it all up for Michael Jackson. Yeah. So now we talked about Martin and Malcolm, and I need a little quick, you know.
Yeah, my answer, I'll be quick because I know it's your top five that I'm going to dominate. But that's not the same. Malcolm was not important.
No, they're both equally important.
Yeah.
But at the same
time. We got laws changed.
We got the
bill passed.
Yeah. And, you know, you got a whole street.
And every violent street in America.
I might want to come back to this one because this one is, I had a fight at a party with a bunch of women about this one. They didn't like my answer.
The best stripper?
No, I'm going to come back to it.
Okay.
I'm going to skip three and go to four. Okay. Uncle Phil and Carl Winslow debate. Who is the best TV dad?
Man, I don't know. Shout out to my cousin, Jackson, to my grandfather. If you know, you know. Sheriff. But everybody wanted to be a doctor, a lawyer, or something like that.
So I'm going to go with Phil.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be a doctor.
Uncle Phil. I'm going.
No, I'm going to go Uncle Phil, too. I like Carl, but he used to, like, really, like, he used to be a little goofy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Not respectable.
Yeah,
Uncle Phil ain't play that.
No,
Phil. Listen, this is for the hood, because here on this show, we try to take care of everybody.
Yeah.
So the number one debate, number five debate, Hennessy or Crown Royal?
Oh, that's not even a debate.
No?
Crown Royal got to give you a bag, bro. I was talking about the Crown Royal, man. Like, if you know that Andrew likes there right now, as a matter of fact,
you probably got a sweater made out of Crown Royal bags.
Don't judge me. I'm a key. I'm just saying right now, I know 5,000 people watching this episode got Crown Royal bags. Own them. Not know where they're at. Got them. Own them.
Hey.
Crown Royal for the win. It's not even in the
bag. So, you know what? It is, but I feel you. Crown Royal is winning, but Hennessy in the hood is definitely all good. There's a lot of Hennies. All right. This is the number three, which I had to wait to the last, and I got into some beef with it, but Beyonce and Diana Ross. Who is the GOAT out of those two? Because those are mirror careers. They both share, in which I feel Diana Ross is the best because I feel Beyonce copied everything that she did. Everything. That was the blueprint for her was Diana Ross. And Diana Ross was a better actress than so many other things, but What do you think? Beyonce or Diana Ross?
I remember when we were here recording a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and somebody sitting to my immediate right said they swore if they had one do-over in life, it would have been to tell Beyonce, hey, I'm right here.
Well,
so if that is the case, the answer is Beyonce, because you just messed up. If anything were to ever happen with Hov and Beyonce, you just messed up. You can't even go back in time now. So Beyonce.
I'm saying this so she can get my attention. I'm saying this so I can get her. Beyonce can come Beyonce. Back to me. No. Beyonce is fantastic. She, but Diana Ross was a stomp. She was a, yes.
If you can debate, I like those. I like all of those debates because they're debatable.
Thanks.
Except Hennessy and Crown Royal. If you were saying in Crown Royal, we could argue.
Who is that? That's somebody who graduated from high school. 14 and Shady
Shark.
Listen, this is when you partner up with somebody who got too many sponsors they don't tell you about. These little hidden checks. Ain't nobody supporting that Shannon Sharp hooch.
Well, y'all can't see what's over there. But if you were to say that versus Crown, did you have a Crown? Everybody's got a Crown over there.
Oh my God.
I'll go buy a bottle of Crown and pour it on the drain just for the Crown.
Okay, well, now we really got to get to your list now, because you really chill, but you must have a sip. Here we go. Mount Rushmore time. What we got? Okay.
So we talk a lot about music today.
Yeah.
Man, I really didn't wait for this, because I have this debate in my head weekly. The Mount Rushmore of music lines, of song lines. Like, not the whole song.
Yeah.
Not a whole bar.
Fine. I'm with you. That's
the Mount Rushmore.
I'm with that, because I like stuff like that.
Yeah.
No, that's like, yeah. Come on.
Like, they just tell you what it is sometimes.
Yeah, I like that one, because I got one, if you allow me to get one in, but I'm going to let you do yours. I'm not going to
just allow them. And at some point, yeah. I would just like to have my own Mount Rushmore. Like, I don't have a top five. I barely get to know anymore. I can't talk about my favorite drink.
Do you read the comments from our show?
I do.
Who do you mean, Stu? This is yours. This is all yours. I'm not going to intervene.
I love y'all. No, all right. Mount Rushmore of music lines.
Yeah.
Let's start with my first one. SWV week. Whatever it is that you do when you do what you're doing. Well, then you know how that makes you feel.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
Okay. That's a good one. I like that one. Keep it coming. Got three more.
I got three more. If you think you're lonely, not.
Yeah, that's so. That should have been.
Wait until tonight.
Yeah. That's a nice one.
Sorry, at least some of these lines take you places.
No.
You just gave me one that was on my list, and I was almost going to tell you to be quiet.
What's that?
Heartthrob Nettle. Black, ugly as ever. However,
you're down out to the snaps. That's a good one. That's a very memorable one.
And then number four, and I know I'm leaving a lot off, and I know you're going to have more. And this one isn't a lie. This is a whole takeoff.
Okay.
Busta Rhymes, Heart, and Look at Me Now. Because it's all one breath, so it is all one line to me.
Yeah.
That is what I'm listening to when I walk out on stage in my head.
Yeah.
When it's time for me to close a big deal, I go and I'm banging on the east and I'm banging on the west, and I'll never get more because they'll never give you less. So like, that is me. Let's go. That is my Mount Rushmore. If I had five, it was going to be no Vaseline.
Oh, wow. Going there, we delivered them. Wow. That's a good one, bro. That's a good one. I'm with that. You know what I mean? I'm more of a sensitive type. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You deal with a lot of violence and a lot of hit amps. Yeah. Vaseline is very violent in so many ways. But no, if I'm up ahead, I'm going to hit my man who's the GOAT of all, the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. I believe it's on the Off the Wall Sound album. And basically, out on the floor, there's nobody there but us. Girl, when you dance, it's a magic that must be love. He's saying to his lady, and fellas, you might want to do this. When it's a crowded party, you tell your lady, out on the floor, there's nobody there but us. It's just me, it's just me, man.
What you said?
Yeah.
What you said?
You just see me and somebody else.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not ever let Rudy rush.
That's how women think. You'd be like, yo, boo, it's just me. Like, I'm talking to Doug Mike. And yo, it's just me and you out here. Ain't nobody out here but me and you, man. You know what I'm saying? You all I see. That's what Mike was telling his lady.
He was.
That was a dope line, brother.
He was.
Okay. And the other one I like, since we're doing it.
Oh, takeover.
Yeah, takeover.
Takeover.
Mama. Mama booming, love. All right, y'all. Let's get out of here, man.
This went.
I'm not a musical guy.
Started great with the GOATs. We know that you were not the GOAT on Zegers.
No, not
you were not the GOAT on Zegers. Maybe not even with your days.
Hey, big dap on the Bobby Womack, though. If that was tough. You could put that on there twice.
Probably like it, too.
Yeah. That was so. Let go. Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. And there were a lot of songs. I mean, there are a lot of lines on a lot of songs. I had some internal debates because I could have made a list of nothing but Tank songs, too. Like Tank got you.
Yeah, yeah. No, Tank has some joints.
Tank got. So, I guess I'm going to get you out of here is this.
Yeah.
It's healthy to have these debates. Just make sure that whatever it is you talk about dominated the air. Make sure that there was some cultural impact. And make sure that there were big moments. And if you can define that, then have a healthy debate. Have a healthy argument, because as long as you can defend, as long as you can explain, and as long as you have facts, you could be right. So, MJ is the deal. As always, thank you for being here on the Power on the Punchline. If you like it, let us know. You got a topic you want us to talk about? Let us know. Get us over here.
Hey, listen, see y'all next time. And you can see the goal at Rudy Rush. And check out this guy watching my page.
Yeah.
Big gun. I need some of his.
Share, brother. Share.
What up? Shout out. See you all later.
That's the Power and the Punchline. If this episode hit, do me a favor. Rate it. Review it. Subscribe. That's how we keep these conversations coming. Power moves the room. Punchline makes it stick. I'm Rudy Rush. See you next time.